starting straight after I leave work today. I pick up my son. I have him for 4 straight days, 24 hours a day, pretty much.
Oh, Ollie's here. That's exciting.
I haven't actually seen him for a while, so I'm super, super excited. And so is he, which means I'm going to be completely exhausted. Disneyland Dad is going to be in full effect.
Are you guys actually going to Disneyland?
Yes. He wants to go every time. I can't say no to him.
Well, what else do you have planned?
I want to go to a pumpkin patch. He keeps asking me about pumpkin patches. I don't know what pumpkin patch to take him to.
Do you still want to go to a pumpkin patch after carving your first pumpkin yesterday?
Absolutely not. I don't want to go to a pumpkin patch in the first place, but I've got to do stuff with my son.
I will say pumpkin patches have changed. Maybe it was this way when I was a kid and I just didn't realize it because my parents paid for all of them. They're expensive now.
What do you do at pumpkin patches? Do you collect pumpkins? I don't get the whole thing.
You know, you go pick out your pumpkin that you would take home and carve, but a lot of pumpkin patches have rides that they do, and they have special, you know, pumpkin-flavored foods and things like that. It's like an experience.
So I should take him to one?
I mean, it's fun, but, I mean, we don't get paid till Friday, so I hope you have some money left in your bank.
Of course I don't. It's a credit card. Are you kidding me?
Well, you're going to be swiping it a lot because they're not cheap, but there are a couple really good pumpkin patches around here.
I heard one in Yucaipa. That's what someone DM'd me.
Live Oak Canyon. That is a really cool one. My parents live in Yucaipa, and we avoid that exit in October because that place gets packed.
Oh, I'm not going there then. That's too crazy for me.
But
I'll,
I feel like
I'll lose him.
If you drive around, you see pumpkin patches everywhere.
I never look out for them, so I don't know.
All right, let's get you some help then. Where is the best pumpkin patch for Guy to take Ollie?
888-431-3764. I need some advice.
Guy is in full-blown dad mode. Ollie is here, and Ollie wants to go to a pumpkin patch. So we're getting your suggestions. Best pumpkin patches to go to. One that I really enjoyed checking out when the boys were little, Cal Poly Pomona has their own pumpkin patch, and that place is huge.
Best pumpkin patches for me are affordable and not overcrowded.
I'm not sure those exist. You might want to just go to Trader Joe's and pick up a pumpkin then. That's going to be the cheapest route for sure. 909 texts in here and says, there's one in Rancho off of Foothill in Milliken. That one's always fun to go to.
Okay, that's not too far from me.
I've been to that one before in years past. They also have like a petting zoo and animals. So if Ollie's into animals, that might be cool.
He loves animals. He loves animals. 714 says, take him to Bates Nut Farm. Awesome, awesome place. I've got to check that out. I don't know what that is. So thank you. Two people, the 909 and 858, said go to Green Spot Farms in Mentone. 909 says Frosty's in Chino Hills. It's on the corner of Ramona Avenue and Chino Hills Parkway. Loving these suggestions. Getting a lot of suggestions. Now the filtering down process starts. The pumpkin patch in Rancho Cucamonga on Foothill near Rochester. Two pumpkin patches with things to do. Probably commercial type pumpkin patches, I guess you call it. One in Milken and Foothill and one in the city of Rancho again. Really, really loving these suggestions. Thank you. Keep them up. This really, really helps. 888-431-3764.